here's a story from The World.
This is the sound of the future. The throaty acceleration of an electric vehicle built by German automaker Audi. Engineers had to design that sound artificially so pedestrians are able to hear the approach of a mostly silent electric car. In a rare sign of bipartisanship this week, Washington placed a big bet on an electric vehicle future. The U.S. Senate agreed to move forward with $550 billion in new infrastructure funding for things like roads, bridges, and public transport, also earmarked $7.5 billion for electric vehicle charging stations. When it comes to electric vehicles, keeping them juiced up remains a big hurdle all over the globe. Before we can shift on a mass scale to cleaner vehicles, we got to figure that one out. Other nations have traveled further down this path of trial and error. Professor Gil Tall knows about this. He directs the Electric Vehicle Research Center at the University of California, Davis. First of all, where does the U.S. stack up against other countries in terms of electric vehicles?
Up to about 5-6 years ago, we used to be the leader, number one in the world. Now we are a little bit behind. China is ahead of us, Europe. About 70% of the cars sold in Norway in the last year are electric or plug-in vehicles.
The U.S. was number one a few years ago. I hardly saw any charging stations anywhere.
California was leading the charge.
I see.
Pun intended.
So a big part of the challenge is convenience. I mean, with a gas station, you roll up and assuming no lines, 5 minutes later, you have a full tank. With electric vehicles, though, charging can take a lot longer. I know Israel piloted a program that allowed EV drivers to swap their empty batteries for new ones for a quick recharge. How did that system work out?
That was a very, very expensive proposition. It's almost like swapping your engine every time you need to fuel up. It was not a great success. But actually, charging your electric car is even more simple than that, because most of us Americans live in single-family housing, and all we need is to plug in the car when we go home to sleep and come back in the morning, and it's fully charged. The need for a gas station type of charging is only for the people who travel longer than the range of the car, or the Americans that cannot charge overnight.
How do you make charging work when people want to drive hundreds of miles and they don't want to wait an hour for a charge?
So the best way today is what we call fast charging. And we are getting faster and faster. It used to be an hour of charging, you will get 80 miles of range. But now in 20 minutes, you can get hundreds of miles of range.
What countries have charging systems that are working well for the largest number of people? Like, is there a country you're envious of and would like to see the U.S. in the same position in, say, 5 years?
As I said at the beginning, we are lucky because most of the charging infrastructure already exists, and that's our driveway, versus most of the other countries. In China, for example, we have seen people throwing an extension cord from their third floor apartment into the street. In Amsterdam, if you buy an electric car, the city need to install a charger for you on the street. Otherwise, you won't be able to use your electric car. In Europe, they're doing a great job providing more fast chargers that can be used by everyone. While over here, we are not very good yet on having this, you know, oh, I will just start driving and figure out where to charge on my way.
So Joe Biden's plan has $7.5 billion going to this. Some have said that number needs to be a lot higher to build a system that will incentivize mass adoption of electric vehicles in the U.S. What do you think?
Yes, we do need much more than $7.5 billion. I'm not sure that that's what we need to do right now with this current bill. It's a great start, and then we will need the utility companies, the electric companies, the private sector, the car companies to pitch in and to build more infrastructure.
Climate change obviously seems to be one of the drivers for the interest in electric vehicles. But the juice in batteries has to come from somewhere, most likely electric plants that are fueled by nuclear, hydro, natural gas, or dare I say it, coal. What are your concerns about instead of gasoline going to combustion engines in cars, the fuel goes into the turbines of the energy utility so we can charge all these EVs we're expecting to be hitting the roads in the coming years?
Actually, what's happening is that regardless of electric cars, we are moving to cleaner electricity, which make electric cars the only vehicle that you can buy today and will be cleaner 10 years from now. It's a great opportunity both for the electrical grid and for the transportation.
Gil Tall is director of the Electric Vehicle Research Center at UC Davis in California. Thanks very much, Gil. Good to meet you.
Thank you.